'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch
catfish
from dusk till dawn.
To the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, back in the woods here with the woman and the kids and the dogs and the shotgun and the four-wheel drive, and it's wet. It's wet here in these parts of North Dakota. A foot of rain. It's hard to believe.
It's even wet here in the Okanagan. Amy, and this is in the interior of British Columbia. It's finger-poking north from it's the Sonora Desert of Mexico that pokes all the way up up to the state of Washington and into British Columbia. Usually quite dry here, but we got quite a smattering of rain today. Very, very welcome.
Yeah, well, yesterday during our program, during the show, once in a while, Paul said it sounded like an 18-wheeler swishing through the rain. You'll once in a while hear the pumps here at our lavish broadcast facilities here in North Dakota pumping water up to ground level. And nothing to worry about, folks. I just don't want you to be mystified by the sound of pumping from the bilge here at Broadcast Central. Was that George I heard also in the background?
George is here.
Great, thank you, George, for joining Paul and myself. We've got the three horsemen of the Patriot Apocalypse here. Somebody made a funny joke. James, George, and Paul, and all we need is a fourth horseman named Ringo.
That's one of the things about our movement. A lot of our writers and thinkers are also great humorists, and it's so different from the politically correct, who are such a dull, dismal, miserable lot.
Yes, they are, and of course they have life. They have everything backwards, so of course they're miserable. They don't understand science. They don't understand nature. They don't understand their own biology. They're in denial on all of these things.
Can I slip in a little plug for a good friend of mine, my friend there from Arkansas, who of course is quite resistant to radio, which I have a nightly show, and that's Pastor Tom Robb, and he posted something, 9 reasons to vote for Donald Trump. I may have to recall this from memory. I'm trying to find it on the screen, but 9 reasons to vote for Donald Trump include the following. Cher, Miley Cyrus, Oprah Winfrey, and I can't find it. So, but anyway, another 6 other supposedly important Americans. They've all said that if Donald Trump is elected, they will leave the country. Well, I approve of that, and I want Donald Trump elected. I just hope these 9 whack jobs don't come to Canada, particularly Miley Cyrus. She provokes me far more than any of the others because she comes from good stock. Her dad's, a patriot, Billy Ray Cyrus. I've seen him do some good things. Miley Cyrus is a race-mixing, disgraceful skank, and her departure would be a benefit to America. I just hope she doesn't come to Canada.
Yes, those people promising to leave the country if Trump's elected, that would be a nice, that would be icing on the cake.
James, and, if we can only get 11.5 million people to leave the country when Trump takes power.
Well, you know, that brings up another, or what you're bringing up is this point. Everybody actually should be able to live where they want to, where they belong, let's put it that way. So folks who want to live in a multicultural paradise, multiracial paradise, you know, a place should be set aside for them. Folks who want to live with their own people, they should be allowed, they should have the ability to do that. And folks who want to invade another people, who want to impose themselves on someone else, no, they should not be allowed to do that. But, you know, loony leftists who think they can live in this multicultural paradise that's never existed. That's an interesting thing about defying science and reality and history. This multicultural paradise that they believe in as a secular religion, it's so passionate for them, has never existed anywhere on the face of the earth, anywhere in the entire history of the human race. And yet they believe in it passionately. And they accuse those of us who recognize that it's never existed for the reason that it can't exist. It's impossible. It's against nature. We're racist. We're bad. We're evil people for not believing in something that is a complete fairy tale. which makes our job, Paul and George, it makes our job, you know, you talk about being able to laugh and enjoy life. You know, what we're defending is reality itself. And what we're opposing are loonies who believe in, you know, the moon is made of green cheese. And so it is kind of an easy, you know, an easy job to refute them. And from their point of view, if they look miserable and sour like Hillary does, it must be hard being in your own skin to be somebody like Hillary. Believing the things that she believes must be a painful experience. Well, the speaking of painful experiences, Hillary Clinton was on television today on MSNBC. They held something called the Military, the Commander-in-Chief Forum, and it's going on right now. I'll try to get that audio for you. Donald Trump is either on or just concluding on the MSNBC Commander-in-Chief Forum. Hillary Clinton was on earlier. Both Clinton and Trump were questioned by Matt Lauer, who is a horrible member of the media, and they did not face each other directly. Clinton came on, was questioned by Lauer, and she got off. Trump came into the studio and was questioned in a very hostile manner by Matt Lauer. It was just an attempt, really just an attack on Donald Trump, and he batted Matt Lauer down very deftly. So I think Trump scored very well on that. Speaking of this, the central question were questions of military and security in this Commander-in-Chief Forum. In that vein, news today shows that, my numbers here, very encouraging. Donald Trump, in an NBC, the same NBC, they surveyed 33,000 people. Military, Americans who have previously or presently served in the military, favor Donald Trump 55-36, 19-point lead. In a parallel way, in those counties that have large military populations, the same percentage applies, a point or two different, but a huge lead for Donald Trump, not only among the active servicemen and former, but also their families and the counties in which they live. So I think that speaks for itself. That was a large survey. 3,300 military personnel were surveyed in that survey. Another, in the military vein, another story today is that 88 admirals and generals came out with a strong letter endorsing Donald Trump and pillorying Hillary. That was a nice development. In a sort of a counter to that, the Hillary people pull out the fact that they have gotten endorsements from some generals. And That's actually scary, just thinking about that, that there are some generals who actually endorse Hillary Clinton. But I imagine there are political creatures in the military. Obama has probably, I've heard stories in this vein, that Obama has sort of cut short the careers of a lot of great military people who either themselves retired or were retired during the 8 years of Obama. And contrary-wise, he has promoted all sorts of careerists or bounders who recognize that they can score points with Obama by basically, you know, echoing, you know, what they hear him saying.
Yeah.
So there's probably been some degradation at the top of the military in terms of some of our very, very best command personnel having left and some opportunists having come in. But Donald Trump can right the ship in that area very quickly, because that's his primary talent, or one of his foremost talents, which is recognizing talent. So he'll do that among the military and find our best commanders. He'll find the Pattons and the MacArthurs, and he will make sure they're promoted. George and Paul, any place you'd like to go here at the beginning of the show?
Oh, so it's just something that we said yesterday on the American Freedom Party show, but I think you ought to just go over it again, because it's been a real roller coaster, especially for people who watch the polls. And I think we've got to be cautious about polls, because there are a number of people who will vote for Trump. We found in the primaries who don't show up in the poll. They don't tell the pollsters. But the polls are turning around. From I believe about 3 weeks ago, Hillary was ahead by 11%. And I think you ought to announce the latest, Jamie. It's no longer that way. We're on a roll.
Yeah, the big mo is with Donald Trump and with Patriots. There has been a tremendous swing away from Clinton to Trump. The polls are showing this. I'll give you the numbers in just a moment. And the timing, everything, the timing, all of this is perfect. Only, what is it, George, 62 or days left?
Or 62.
62 days. The I'm going to try to get the I'll try to get that audio for you, if we can catch a little bit of the tail end of Donald Trump in the in that NBC event. And then as for the forums, or the polls, I'll take a look at those right now. The yesterday when we ended the show, I was just beginning to share with you the latest Pat Buchanan column, which was, the title is Trump and the Hillary Cons. And so I'm going to resume. I'm going to go back to that point where we left off last night. I just barely got in the first words of that column. So let me go there now. It's a great column. And I looked to see whether Buchanan may have brought out a new column. Now, you know, after Phyllis Schlafly's death, Buchanan wrote really a tribute to Phyllis Schlafly, not knowing she would die the next day. A tremendous loss to the cause.
Oh, terrible.
And here's what Trump had written the day before. He has not written a follow-on. I am positive he's working on it, no question. He's putting a real effort into something, a tribute to her after her death. Yesterday, I just read you the first sentence. In 64, Phyllis Schlafly of Alton, Illinois, mother of six, wrote and published a slim volume entitled A Choice, Not an Echo. That was back in the days of Barry Goldwater. Those of us who were active back then, we sure remember that. Then she went on, another notable thing in her career was defeating the Equal Rights Amendment. And she wrote a bunch of books against feminism. But let me get to the end of Pat's column. And what's really interesting here is when Pat Buchanan talks about the rats, as Sarah Palin called them, the Republicans against Trump. A businessman and builder, Trump has confronted the onus of federal overregulation that stifles enterprise and kills jobs. With most conservatives, he believes in a U.S. military second to none. Some Republicans, however, part with Trump on his contempt for political correctness, his refusal to observe strictures on debate laid down by our ruling elites, and his rejection of their claims to moral authority with his airy dismissals of their demands for apologies. Now we're starting to talk about the rats, as Sarah Palin calls them. Part of Trump's populist appeal is that by his rebellious stand, he appears to challenge the very legitimacy of the regime. Thus, those most disgusted with the establishment cheer him loudest. On immigration, Trump shares the alarm of a middle America that sees its country being irretrievably altered by an invasion from across our border. He has no hesitancy in urging tough methods to secure the borders and send back those who disrespect our laws. Not as tough, Paul, as President Duterte in the Philippines.
But
pretty tough. This offends the sensibilities of many Republicans. And indeed, it contradicts a core dogma of the, quote, conservatism, unquote, preached at the Wall Street Journal. Years ago, when some of us first took up the border crisis, the Journal, under editorial page editor Robert Bartley, called for a new five-word constitutional amendment. Quote, there shall be open borders, unquote. I just learned that. I did not realize that it happened. The Journal anticipated John Kerry, who just told the graduating class at Northeastern University, quote, you are about to graduate into a borderless world, unquote. Buchanan asks, is John Kerry a Wall Street Journal conservative? Chapter 2 of Phyllis Schlafly's book. That's a book that was published yesterday, which is conservative case for Trump. Deals with Trump's stance on the trade deals of recent decades, NAFTA, MFN for China, the South Korea deal, and the daddy of them all, the IPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Chapter title, Rotten Trade Deals. That's one of Phyllis's chapters. Yet all of these trade deals had the support of the party of Bush 1 and Bush 2. Trump has spoken out against crusades for democracy, nation building abroad, and unnecessary wars, especially Iraq in 2003. And what was the official, quote, conservative, unquote, stand on Iraq in 2003? William F. Buckley's National Review attacked the libertarian and traditionalist right that opposed invading Iraq on such flimsy pretexts as, these are Buckley's, his magazine's flimsy pretexts, quote, unpatriotic conservatives who hate their country, unquote. This is a binary election. John Bolton is quoted in Phyllis's book. Not voting for Trump is functionally a vote for Hillary. Yet that is where some conservative and neocon columnists and scores of foreign policy veterans of the GOP and ex-presidents Bush 1 and 2 and 2012 GOP candidate Mitt Romney are heading. Three of Trump's rivals, now he gets to the point, three of Trump's rivals for the nomination, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, and John Kasich, who held up their hand and pledged to support the nominee, appear about to dishonor their pledge. But what is conservative about rendering aid and comfort to the presidential ambitions of Hillary Rodham Clinton? As for the issues on where the right is split, I'm going to put my finger on the mark that spot in the column here. There are just three paragraphs to go. We'll come back to those after this break, and we'll get to your phone calls. I'll give you the phone number right after the break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
We're back.
Nothing.
And thank you for joining us. The phone number to call in on today's live show, all our shows are live, is 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1897. And now I'm going to play for you a little audio from today. Let's get to Donald Trump and his day today. I want to start with this. We noticed the 88 generals and admirals who endorsed Donald Trump today. Yes, go ahead, Paul.
Well, that's important.
Yeah, it's huge. Now, here's one of those generals, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. He's talking right now in this audio that I've got. Let's put him up. He became very close to being, people think, he came very close to being the vice presidential nominee. He was surely in that last little batch of people that Trump was contemplating. And you'll see Lieutenant General Mike Flynn very active in the Trump administration. That's for sure. He's out on the campaign trail. He was with Donald Trump today at the Union League Hall in Philadelphia, which is this magnificent building. Let's listen to Lieutenant General, retired Mike Flynn. I'll just drop it in. Let's see here. I'll just get near the beginning of his remarks.
Thank you very much. It's a real honor to be here. It's tough with the lights, but I'm looking over here. I see some friendly faces here. A couple of things. First of all, I'm gonna go through some comments here about some of the things that are going on, and then introduce Donald Trump. First thing I want to do is I want to thank the Union League of Philadelphia for sponsoring this, hosting this event. This is a super important. Yeah, give yourselves a round of applause here. It's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful facility here. And I know that this organization does an awful lot for our country, across the country. One of the things I do want to highlight here, and we had this announcement yesterday of these 88 generals and admirals that came out. We have a few in the audience today. I will tell you, when that thing hit the street, we have had hundreds of others come forward. We wanted to time that thing just like we did, and I'd ask a couple that are here today. I know I see Gary through the lights here. I know that there's a couple of others. If you guys could just stand up for taking a stand. So stand up for America. Thank you.
Let me just pause that for a moment. What you just heard Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, retired, say is that after the release of the list of the 88 generals and admirals, hundreds more have come forward. So we'll probably see a follow-on list. But that's a 24-hour reaction from the senior command, retired and current, of the military to this wave of support from the military for the candidacy of Donald Trump. Let's resume this. And there are a bunch of these additional officers standing right now in the Union League Hall.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people know this. I mean, what we are facing right now around the world, and this big speech today that Donald's going to give is going to talk about our military, but we are facing one of the most, as it's been defined, described by many others, many in our government, that this is one of the most complex, most dangerous times we've faced in over 50 years, and yet we are trying to cut and downsize and just gouge our military. So you're going to hear more about that today. You know, the one thing that I always say when I do introduce Donald Trump is the biggest problem that he has is he tells the truth.
There you go. We'll be back with some more of that truth right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And I just want to share with you the gentleman we were just listening to, Lieutenant General retired Michael T. Flynn. What an admirable guy he is. Born in 1958. So how old is he now? He's 57 or 58. Born in Rhode Island. He grew up in a staunchly Democrat family and was a registered Democrat. So and was actually made director. Let's go to this here. He was the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. That's a pretty high spot. Commander of the Joint Functional Component Command for Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance. And it says here in his Wikipedia article, Flynn's military career was primarily operational with numerous combat arms, conventional and special operations, senior intelligence assignments. And served as the senior intelligence officer for the Joint Special Operations Command. In May of 2016, he emerged as one of several leading possibilities to be the vice presidential running mate of Donald Trump. At the Republican convention in Cleveland, he delivered what the New York Times called a fiery speech. And at the end of that speech, let's see, I think I've got a quote from that. He said, I've lost my place on that, but just from memory, he said, get fired up, this is about our country. And he led a chant of USA. So let's go back to USA. Let's go back to General Lieutenant General Flynn. And I've got to find him here. I'll have him back on the air here in just a second. Here he is.
Think about that. You know, there's so many things, so many issues that he has raised that he's been so spot on about. And sometimes it's the harder truth that really gets us to wake up. And I think we need to wake up in this country. This is a critical time for our country. I mean, there's so many things at risk as we go forward into the first half of this century, never mind trying to figure out where do we want to be as a nation by the end of this century. And this is really what we're talking about. It's not so much for the people that are sitting in this room or for me. It's about our children and our grandchildren, especially our grandchildren. So today you're going to hear about military readiness. You're going to hear about veterans. I always like to throw in our law enforcement professionals as well. Although I know Donald Trump talked a little bit about our law enforcement professionals yesterday. We won't talk too much about that today, but our law enforcement professionals from the federal, state, local, tribal levels around this country are part of our nation's security. This whole issue with... Exactly. Thank you. And again, when we talk about military and our military readiness and how we're modernizing, how we're spending our money, the size, the scale, the scope, everything that we are involved in these days in this just you know, 15 years of perpetual conflict that just seems like it is never going to end. And I think you're going to hear some very different things today in how Donald Trump will approach not only our military readiness, but how he will approach the world stage. Again, the most complex and the most dangerous we have faced in at least half a century, if not longer, you know, in warfare.
Let me pause him. And Paul, I know, and you, George, you'll be pleased to know that Lieutenant General Flynn has appeared numerous times on RT, Russia Today. He's spoken at events in Russia, seated just two chairs away from President Vladimir Putin. And he really gets along with the Russian leadership and really wants peace with Russia.
Vladimir Putin is a better American than Barack Obama.
Yes. So now let's go to the man himself. That's now, and you gather from this, Michael Flynn is traveling with Donald Trump and is at the core of his advisory staff. So Donald Trump has the very best military advice with this former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency right at his elbow, right there in his airplane. Let's go to Donald Trump now. This is at the Union League, and I'll try to get Donald Trump's opening words.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor. Today I'm here to talk to you about three crucial words that should be at the center always of our foreign policy. Peace through strength.
Bingo.
We want to achieve a stable, peaceful world with less conflict and more common ground. I am proposing a new foreign policy focused on advancing America's core national interests, so important, promoting regional stability, and producing and easing the tensions within our very troubled world. This will require rethinking the failed policies of the past. We can make new friends, rebuild old alliances, and bring new allies into the fold, and we can do that. I'm proud to have the support of war-fighting generals, active duty military, and top experts who know both how to win and how to avoid endless wars that we're caught up in, like the one we have right now that just never, ever ends, our longest war.
Let me pause it right there. And,
wow. And you know, he's right. That war's been going on for 10 years.
Yeah, and General Flynn retired early after a firefight at the top in the Army, and the Defense Intelligence Agency. He was the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and he retired early because he was having such a fight with the Barack Obama groupies. And and you know, of course, he didn't. Donald Trump wasn't even a figure on the horizon at that time. But the here's the convergence here of this career of this, as he said, these fighting soldier leaders that Donald Trump has at his elbow. So this is a tremendous, and he's communicating this. You could hear he's reading one of his very well prepared speeches. He's using the teleprompter. This is very smart, very effective. And whose writing is he reading other than his own? Well, you can hear General Michael T. Flynn there in the words that he's speaking off that teleprompter. So,
speaking about support for Donald Trump, here's the opposite, and I think it's really dangerous. Wall Street bank Goldman Sachs has changed its regulations prohibiting top employees from making political contributions to now include the campaign of presidential candidate Donald Trump. The investment giant extended its political restrictions to the partners. Effective Thursday, that's September 1st, all partners from the firm are considered restricted persons as defined by their internal policies, and they are prohibited from engaging in political activities and or making campaign contributions to candidates running for office, and that is aimed particularly at Donald Trump. The bank also warns about serious penalties for breaking the new rules. They include fines as well as a ban on the firm from doing business with government clients in a particular jurisdiction for at least 2 years. So, Goldman Sachs says the measure was to minimize potential reputational damage caused by any false perception that the firm is attempting to circumvent pay-to-play rules, blah, 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 blah. It's really aimed at Donald Trump. I think it just shows how threatened big boys feel.
Yes, yes. And there, you know, it's going to probably get dirtier and dirtier as we roll down these 62 days. So we're going to see things we've never seen and may never see again in this campaign. I didn't get to finish. We're just listening to Donald Trump, and I cut Pat Buchanan short. He says, I'll just finish that paragraph. I didn't finish reading. He says, he mentions three of Trump's rivals for the nomination, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, and John Kasich, who held up their hand and pledged to support the nominee, appear about to dishonor their pledge. These are part of these desperate people like the Goldman Sachs people. And he says, Ike sent a general to secure the border and send illegal immigrants home. Yet self-described conservatives like the Bushes and McCains join hands with the Clintons and Obamas to call for amnesty. The conservative case for Trump, that's Phyllis Schlafly's book released yesterday, the day after she died, is a splendid little book by the First Lady of American Conservatism. And that's the end of Pat Buchanan's column there. Let's go back to Donald Trump just a bit here. And we've got your calls, too. Tom in Florida is on the line holding, and Jason in Boston. We'll get to you in just a moment. Here's Donald Trump today in Philadelphia.
88 top generals and admirals endorsed my campaign. And these people are fantastic. Thank you. In a Trump administration, our actions in the Middle East will be tempered by realism. The current strategy of toppling regimes with no plan for what to do the day after only produces power vacuums that are filled simply by terrorists. Gradual reform, not sudden and radical change, should be our guiding objective in that region. We should work with any country that shares our goal of destroying ISIS and defeating radical Islamic terrorism. And we're going to form new friendships and partnerships based on this mission and this mission alone. We now have an administration and a former Secretary of State.
Okay, pause that right there. Let's go to our callers, and we'll start with Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air. Come in, Tom. Have we got Jason in Boston?
Mr. Kelta, how are we doing, sir?
Thanks for calling, Jason. What's on your mind?
Oh, of course. Thank you for taking my call. How fantastic. I mean, let's just be, admiring people at this point. How fantastic was that speech earlier today? That's the president that I want.
Yes.
Good answer. Yes. One word answer. And I'm a little angry right now. I tend to be a lot angry these days because although I don't watch television, occasionally I turn on television. So what I do is I spend time on the internet researching what's really going on in the world. And Republic Broadcasting Network has done such a fantastic job in presenting real truth in terms of this entire campaign. May I mention the YouTube channel that I am a member of that was cut off 34 minutes ago, 6 minutes before the end of the Trump and Hillary Rotten Clinton display, where Trump absolutely, may I use the term, schlonged her. May I mention the YouTube channel?
Sure. Are you talking about the forum that just ended in New York City?
Correct. I am speaking about the forum that just ended in New York City. The name of the channel is Entertainment News Gaming, and we're a pretty tight-knit group. And
I've been watching your YouTubes. And you guys
Excellent. Have you been to ENG?
Yes, but I've been, you and a couple others have been the most reliable communicators by putting up, folks, what Entertainment News Gaming has done.
Yeah.
Jason, I had no idea you were part of that. What they've done is correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, but they seem to have realized that these appearances by Donald Trump, these rallies, were the biggest and best thing happening. This is what the American public needed to see and hear. And so, and it's not being put up by the lamestream media. So enterprise people like Entertainment Gaming, say the name right again for me, Jason.
It is called Entertainment News Gaming, and it's not my channel, but he streams every single Trump event, and we've gone from 40 people to 100 to 200 to 2,000 to today. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know what the eventual numbers are going to be, but we are now, I believe, after this event, because it was obviously a big event, right? It was, I believe we topped out at 12,000 or something like that, watching live. Hillary Clinton pays 40 people to come to her so-called events. What is going on with the general public where they just can't understand that there is a popular uprising and either they're ignoring it or the mainstream media, I guess, has that much power? And I'll stay on, or if I've taken up too much time, I'll hang up. It's up to you. You're the host.
Well, Jason, I'll just tie a ribbon on what you were saying with this. The alternative media, like RBN, this is the alternative media. Everywhere, it's sprouting up. And people, one of the areas where it's really been wonderful is that hundreds of thousands of people have been watching Donald Trump on these YouTube channels that just popped out of nowhere and have gone from very small audiences to huge audiences overnight. It's wonderful. All told, Jason, these YouTube channels and other ways of live streaming, this is live streaming. You've heard it here. Actually, it's been the backbone of this show is the live streaming that I'm able to put either using the archived stuff from earlier in the day or quite often we're streaming live right here on the air thanks to these great folks like Entertainment News Gaming. We're miraculous. We're able to bring you the event. We're able to bust through the blockade, the information blockade, so that we connect directly. You, the patriot, sitting there at home, or standing on your feet, shouting or cheering.
It's usually shouting.
We connect you directly with the man that the media wants to prevent you from connecting with, Donald Trump. We plug that 440-volt live connection together so that Trump is reaching you directly, and the media traders are out of the loop. We've got a break here, and then we'll be back. Jason, thank you very much.
You got it, man. Thank you very much. Take care.
See you all in a minute.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That little bit of music from Pink Floyd. Some of you younger folks may not be that familiar with Pink Floyd, but that was a great band of back in my day and Paul's and George's day. Roger Waters is pretty much the leader of Pink Floyd, and he's a patriot. He's done some really brave things, and not surprising, he's written things that sound like George Orwell, like that song right there, "The Wall." And kind of ironic, that song, its title, and Donald Trump's theme of The Wall. Let's go to, we've got one last segment here. And George, do you happen to know, I want to give folks the schedule of upcoming shows and the Trump schedule. He's going to be in Cleveland, Ohio tomorrow, and then in Pensacola, Florida on Friday at, it's called the Pensacola Bay Center. I'd like to know how many people can be crammed into the Pensacola Bay Center, because that's how many people will be there.
They're coming right up.
Okay. That's going to be at 7 p.m. Central Time. Pensacola is in the Central Time Zone. So that'll be, we might catch that, our show Friday. We might be able to bring you Donald Trump live from what promises to be a spectacular packed house in one of the areas. We mentioned the military support for Donald Trump. It's huge. It's like 2-1.
Hey, James, you like this? According to Pensacola Bay Center, there's capacity of 12,000 people.
Okay, so they'll be packed like sardines, and there'll be more than that in there. And there'll be plenty outside. Donald Trump is setting up now, routinely, he sets up big speakers outside the event so people who can't get in can nevertheless hear. So look forward to that. We'll have that for you in the upcoming two programs. And these are, of course, these are all battleground states. Paul mentioned that the polls are turning really favorable. We mentioned that one of the polls, one of the key polls here, is the CNN poll. And that's one of the polls used to measure participation in the presidential debates. In the CNN poll that came out on Tuesday, Donald Trump is leading by 2 points, 43-45 over Clinton's 43. Gary Johnson, 7, only less than half of what he needs to get on the stage at the debates on September 26th, and Jill Stein, 2%. So the it's turning out great. The polls are turning around. Another poll with Trump doing very well. We'll get to those. Here's one. The IBD poll, which came out Friday, has a tie between Trump and Clinton. And then in specific states like Florida, Trump is moving into the lead in states like Florida. The PPP poll that just came out today has Trump leading Clinton. This Florida is absolutely crucial. Trump 44, Clinton 43, Johnson 5, Stein 1. Gotta take Florida. It looks like Trump's got that happening already. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow night, 9 to 10 p.m., right here, the Trump Phenomenon. See you then.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.